right. I'm here today with...
Adri.
And...
Sophia.
Adri and Sophia. Hello, Adri and Sophia.
Yes, hello.
How are we doing?
Good.
We are doing good.
You're doing good.
Mm-hmm. We're doing good.
It's a good day.
Yes.
All right. It's a good day to talk about some books.
Mm-hmm.
What book are we going to talk about?
I survived
the shark attacks of 1916.
Nice. By?
Lauren.
It's a hard name to say. Tarshis. Lauren Tarshis. Good job, girls. All right. So without giving away too many spoilers, what is I Survived the Shark Attacks of 1916 about? Tell me about it.
Do I want to go?
I don't care.
Okay. It's about this boy named Chet, and there's this swamp, and then a lot of stuff, and then he's with his uncle because their parents always move, and then what I'm gonna say next might give it away a little bit.
I'll bet you'll be okay. So where do they move to?
So they move to. I'm trying to remember this.
They move to a state.
It is California. California.
Oh, okay. Is it California or is it in New Jersey?
Is it California?
Wait, Chet. Can't I remember. Think Chet lives. No.
No. Wait, I think they're moving to California, and I think they're in New Jersey right now.
Okay. So they're by an ocean.
Yes.
We'll simplify things. They're by an ocean.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happens?
And then, so, do you want to talk?
Sophia, what happens then?
He likes to swim in this pond with his friends, but one day.
But one day?
When he was by himself.
Uh-oh, what happens?
He saw a shark kind of slammed into him.
Uh-oh.
So then he went to get help, and then the pond behind this, this building is where it all happened.
Ooh, interesting.
And then before that, he got pranked by his friends.
Yeah. He got pranked by his friends. And then he pranked his friends.
Oh,
yes.
Ooh, I see. He did. Girls, can you tell me why you chose to read this book?
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Because it kind of looked interesting.
Okay.
So
the cover looked interesting?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I think the cover looked interesting too, and I like scary and so.
Was this the first I Survived book you've read, or have you read others?
I read others before.
I read others
read
about two or three.
Nice. Girls, let's see. Did this book remind you of other books?
No, not really.
Not other? Okay.
No.
Was there a lesson you learned in the book?
I have a lesson.
What did you learn, Adri?
If you see a shark, get out of the water and do that.
Uh-huh.
And then yell for help.
Well, you know, getting out of the water when you see a shark is a really good lesson to learn. I like that.
Yes.
Even though in Michigan, we're not really too concerned about sharks, are we?
No.
It's kind of nice.
Just big fish.
Just big fish. No sharks in Lake Michigan. Wonderful. It's wonderful.
Unless they somehow get in from the ocean. But probably not going to happen.
No, because the Great Lakes are freshwater or saltwater. Freshwater or saltwater.
Fresh.
And sharks live in...
Salt.
So we're good. We're good. Girls, why should other people read this book?
Probably because the emotions that we had were just to feel the stuff that Chet was feeling. It was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, and you just get this feeling like, oh, I can't wait to have what happens next. Where does he get bit? Or if he gets bit?
Yeah.
I just want to keep going. Oh, and then the captain tells a story, and that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
It's a good one.
All right, good to know.
Tells a story.
Anything else you want to say today, girls?
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.